You could say that actress Beanie Feldstein has made a bit of a career playing high schoolers on the cusp of adulthood. She made splashes for her roles in 2017's Lady Bird and last year's comedy Booksmart. And her new movie this year is How to Build a Girl. She plays Johanna Morgan, this misfit teenager who lives in a small city in the middle of England.
I know what usually starts an adventure, the arrival of a mysterious hero. A Mr. Darcy, a Mr. Rochester, a rep butler who turns everything upside down. I'm not close-minded, but finding the romantic hero of our age in Wolverhampton seems unlikely.
The movie is based on a YA book that's also called How to Build a Girl. Catelyn Moran wrote both the screenplay and the book. They're loosely based on her adolescence in Wolverhampton. I spoke to Beanie Feldstein the other day, and she told me she related to her character Johanna Morgan primarily because they're both naturally optimistic. But that doesn't mean things are easy for Johanna.
Johanna is a young woman without her tribe. She hasn't found her people yet. Mm-hmm. And I love How to Build a Girl because it celebrates those that had to go at it alone during their adolescence. Right. And were kind of out there and paving their own path and being their own best friend. And, you know, to the point that she's so imaginative that she imagines talking to her heroes on her bedroom wall. But really, she's just talking to herself in her head.
Well, I am now a failed artist. When you're a failed artist, there's only one thing you can do. You have to die.
Johanna, no!
No, you must live!
No, you have so much to live for.
Karl Marx and Joe Marx are speaking
Cleopatra,
back to her.
Cleopatra, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, in some ways, it's a whimsical loneliness that you're witnessing on when those scenes are happening, which I really love.
You know, she eventually becomes Dolly Wilde. That's the pen name she uses. She's this sharp-witted teenage rock critic, and she comes to this realization that to stand out in this field, she has to be ruthless.
Pop has a new gatekeeper. And I will not let you through if you think it's acceptable to dress like work experience vampires.
Poor Simon looks like a toe. Someone drew a face on.
Hippies, just so you know, there is no such thing as a didgeridoo player. That is a man mooing down a pipe.
I'm just curious if you, as an actress, if you've had any moments like that in your own industry where you had to step back and examine yourself and make a choice about the kind of person you wanted to be while you were trying to succeed.
Yeah, I think that side of me is, that side of my brain is really on high alert every time I read a script. And I always am thinking of, you know, I might be kind of enthralled by the idea of this director or this actor or this DP or whoever it might be that is kind of intoxicating. But is this script important for the world? Is this story important to bring into the world? Is it going to change things? Is it diverse? Is it inclusive? I really try to. I'm not always perfect, but I really do make an effort. And I feel that Lady Bird really shaped who I am in this industry, both because I think, of course, it was the first time people saw me, but also for me as myself, I think working with Greta and watching her and then seeing the film and
Greta Gerwig, the writer and director of Lady Bird.
Exactly. It showed me that I could actually be in something that meant that much to me, that that is possible. And so I always try to hold on to that feeling. And I think that holds me to a really good standard because Lady Bird is so, I mean, there's kind of, the expectations are too high in some way.
Yeah, yeah. No, I hear you. You know, I'm struck when I listen to you talk, I'm struck by how effortlessly you seem to exude sunlight. Because the message I came away with at the end of this movie is that pure exuberance and optimism can represent authenticity too, that you don't have to be like this jaded person or this person who focuses on flaws to be taken seriously or to be considered a more real person, that you can be happy and sunny.
Yes, it just is naturally who I am.
Is your sunniness a liability sometimes? I'm curious.
Oh, that's so interesting. You know, I don't think so in my adulthood. for me, it always comes back to gratitude. And I am always so truly thankful to have an opportunity to get to work with other people to create a story. That being said, my adolescence, I remember being like, she's a lot. She's too much, you know, like that was definitely a thing. I crafted this saying for myself. I think I was about 17 when it sort of clicked. But I say, and I still say it now, I say they either want the bean or they don't want the bean. And that's my my sort of motto.
We want the bean, Beanie. I love that.
And I think that is sort of much more poetically the final monologue of How to Build a Girl. Emma Thompson comes in and graces us, and Johanna's sort of doing this bit where she's sort of speaking like Elvis, and Emma Thompson's character calls her out on
it. I loved it.
And she's like, are you pretending to be Elvis? Because there are times throughout the film where she's like doing Annie,
right,
or she does all these like voices. And I love the line. It's so simple, but she's like, I think this is who I am now for now. Mm-hmm. And I think that's such a beautiful gift that I felt I was given. And I hope people take away from the film through those, especially the kind of the last 5-10 minutes, is just, you just have to be who you are in that day, on that moment. You have to take with everything that you've done, whether it's good or bad. You have to apologize when you've done something wrong profusely and honestly, and then just continue to lead your life with kindness and just know this is who I am today. And you don't have to have it all figured out.
Beanie Feldstein stars in the new movie, How to Build a Girl. Thank you so much. You were so much fun to talk to. Such a joy.
Oh, thank you.